Today's message, I'm talking about God is the source. God is our source. God is our provider. God provides for us. We are the recipient of that provision. What does God provide? God provides everything for us. We should be looking that God is the source and providing all things for us in our life. We need to be open to understanding this, because this makes a huge difference with the way we approach life and the way we feel and what we have and how we work in life. If we see God as the source and the provider, the whole dynamics of life change in a most magnificent and great way. But we often start to think that we are the provider. I'm providing for my life. Or the boss that I have is providing for my life. Or the paycheck that's coming in is providing for my life. Or the spouse that I have is the provider of my life. We often can see these other things and we don't realize the true source is God. And if we get caught up in seeing these other people or things being our provider, we go into a whole different state. Here's one of the interesting things. When we see God as our provider, there is no limit or lack. There is abundance. God can fulfill all your needs on all levels. He can fulfill everything. When your boss is your provider, there is a limit. You know this if you've ever gone into the boss's office and said, sir, how are you? Can I have a raise? And the boss said, oh, no, the company's not doing so well. We don't have enough to give you a raise today. See, there's a limit. There's a lack. There's not enough when you have a provider other than God. There always is a limit. If the government is your provider, which some people believe, we have to realize that the government gets what they give you from you. So they have to get first from you to give to you. You understand that? Now, if you don't have enough to give them, then they don't have enough to give you. So you technically are the provider when you believe the government is providing for you. You understand that? So there's a lack again, because if you don't have enough, again, there is a limit and there is a lack to what's coming. If your spouse is the provider, they might be able to provide for you love, maybe a little security, but they can't provide everything for you. Can they provide salvation? No, they can't provide that. See, again, there's a lack. There's some things you're not getting. And again, you go into a lack mentality. Something's missing. Something's not working. We have to understand that God is our provider. We have to get that very clear in our mind, because the minute we do, now there's abundance. Now there's plenty. And things begin to change in our life because everything is provided. You know, when there's a lack, when we have that mentality of who our provider is being the wrong source, and now there's a lack, we go into kind of a survival mode because we have to get stuff. We need stuff to live. I need food to live. You know, I need money to live. I need to do, you know, how am I going to survive if I don't have this stuff? And if there's not enough, if I'm getting it from my spouse or my boss and the check isn't enough, now I'm going to start thinking, I have to get into a survival mode. I have to fight for it. I have to fight for what I have because I don't have enough. How am I going to get more? And I have to kind of work at it really hard. But when God is our provider, there is no limit that God has. God has infinite abundance and wealth for all of your needs. That is the way he always provided it. That's the way he always meant it. But we have to understand that he is the source in order to receive it. I mean, that's the amazing thing is as we understand that, it begins to change. It begins to change the dynamics of how we live. I want to talk about somebody who really understood this that God was his provider, that God was his source. Abraham. Abraham was a man that understood this. And there's a story that really shows this very clearly, I think. And it's where he has waited for a promised son that God has promised him for a long time, Isaac. And finally he has his son. He's about 100 years old when he has this son. He waited a long time. And now God has asked him to take this son up onto this mountain and sacrifice him. And I think a lot of times we look at this story through our own emotions as parents, or we put ourselves in it's more of an emotional state that we see this in, but not a state of truth. We don't really see what's happening in this story because we look at it from, oh my God, that's awful. He's going to have to sacrifice his only son to God. That's what God has asked him. How could God do that? We start getting all emotional about it. But if you read the story carefully without emotion and start looking at what was Abraham saying, what was Abraham doing, you begin to realize he is a man of faith and he is a man that knows that God is his source. He knows the source of everything he has comes from God. And he has been learning this over many years now. Remember, God told Abraham to leave the land of his father, to leave the house of his father. In other words, often we depend on our parents as our providers. You know, you might be thinking, oh yeah, that's my provider. My mom and dad, they provide for me. You know, they'll provide for you now till you're like, what, 40? 50? You don't have to worry about a thing. Nope. Abraham knew, I have to leave my father and mother behind. I have to leave my land behind. And he now realized, God is my provider. I'm going to follow God and trust him to provide for me. And while he was on that journey, he had become extremely abundant, extremely wealthy. Wherever he went, he prospered. And everything in his life multiplied because he was following God, who is our source. He is the one that provides all things for us. Abraham's life had become incredibly great as a result of that move away from what he knew and what he thought was his provider. Because now he was following God. And as he goes up this mountain with his son is carrying the load of sticks on his back that they're going to use for the offering. And the son says to him, you know, Dad, I see that we have the wood for the offering, but where is the lamb? And if we want to know what the mindset of Abraham is, what does he say? He said, God will provide the lamb for himself. And I believe that this is completely what Abraham was thinking and talking. I believe he was a man of faith who believed in God. He had already seen God's provision work in his life. And as he walked up that mountain, I don't think he was saying, oh, why does it have to be me, God? Why are you going to take my son? You know, what did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong that you're going to do this? I'm sorry for whatever it was, mistake that I made. I don't believe that was Abraham. See, Abraham, he wasn't a man of the law. He didn't live under the laws of God. They hadn't been given yet. He lived under the grace or the faith of God. He knew that all he had to do was believe in God, follow God, and God was his source. God provided for him. God had protected him. God had watched out for him in all ways, like nothing else could. So as Abraham goes up this mountain, I believe he was saying exactly that. God, I know you will provide. God, you have always provided me for me before. Everything I have has multiplied. You protected me and you watched over me and I never lacked for anything. And I believe Abraham is worshiping God as he is climbing this mountain. Thank you, God. I know you're going to provide for me even on this day. You are going to provide for me something incredible. One of the important mindsets here also that Abraham has, and we need to understand this too. This is why we need to know that God is our source and God is our provider. When we know that God is our source or our provider, we know that everything that God gives us belongs to God. When we think we're the provider, then guess what? We start thinking, it belongs to me. If I start thinking it belongs to me, what do I have to do now? Well, first of all, I have to get more of it so I have enough. But secondly, I have to protect what I have. I have to protect and watch what I have or somebody else is going to take it. So now I'm in a completely kind of battle mode of protecting and watching over this. If you believe that God is your provider, though, and you know that anything God you have received, it came from God and he's the source, now you also know God watches over and protects what is his. He's going to protect it for you. He's going to watch over it for you. And this is one of the things that Abraham knows. And he also knows that when God asks for something, it's not a big deal because it belonged to God anyway. So he can give generously to God. And I believe he was saying, God, I know you gave me this son, and I know this son belongs to you. Isaac belongs to you. And if you're asking for him back, I'll give him. Because you are the source, and you are the provider. And so as he walked up this mountain, this is where he was. He knew that God was the provider. He knew that Isaac belonged to God because he had given him. He knew that everything he had belonged to God because he had the understanding that God is the source. And so he knew where it came from. And he knew that God would protect it. Even Isaac, he knew God would protect because Isaac belonged to God. This is Abraham's understanding. So as he goes up this mountain, I believe he was just praising God and thanking God. And they get to the top, and here he is. He's now ready to plunge the knife into Isaac, just as God had asked him to. And an angel stops him and says, "Don't hurt the boy." And Abraham looks up, and there in the bushes is a ram. That was the sacrifice God had provided. And Abraham calls the name of this place in Genesis 22. He calls it, "The Lord will provide." This could be a slogan for all of us to have in our life. You might want to write this down. The Lord will provide. If you have the understanding correctly that God is your source, and you know the Lord will provide, the Lord will provide protection. The Lord will provide food. The Lord will provide clothing. The Lord will provide health. Whatever it is that you need in your life, if you understand that God is your source and God is your provider, and you put that little phrase up there on your mirror or maybe on your dashboard of your car, or maybe you need to have it sewed onto the inside of your eyelids, the Lord will provide, or tattooed, maybe that'd be more comfortable. Sewed might be a little uncomfortable. But whatever it is, if you have that understanding that the Lord will provide, then you understand that everything belongs to the Lord. You also understand that there is no lack, that there is abundance. Because God has no limits. He can give you more, as he gave Abraham. Abraham multiplied and became extremely rich because he depended on a source that had no limit. He didn't depend on the boss who was giving him an hourly wage. He didn't depend on something that had a limit on it. He depended on God, a limitless source, a limitless provider. He wanted and needed for nothing, even though he was wandering many times out in deserty places. He had no needs because everything was met. He had a limitless provider who could provide for all of his needs. We have to change our mindset of where, if you have a belief that somebody or something in your life is what's providing for you, is what's giving you the things you need, and you're thinking that's the source of it. And you may have a job with a paycheck, but we have to see the big picture that our source, God, is who arranged us to have that job for that time. But if we can understand that God is our source, he will know when the time comes that maybe we no longer need that paycheck. Maybe he has another one arranged for us. Or maybe he knows when you need the raise, and he speaks to the boss, and the paycheck grows larger. When we see the source of where it's coming from, we also do not take possession of it. We realize, I'm just managing what God has given me. Everything I have is God's. Great thing is, now God protects it. God watches over it. And God multiplies it. God will multiply it and increase it because it belongs to him. And that's what God's whole thing is about. He always says, multiply and be fruitful. If I am taking the ownership of it and I think I'm providing for it, now I have to multiply it. You know, how am I going to multiply it? I got one apple. But if I realize God is my source, He will multiply that one apple. Perhaps an apple tree will grow. And now I'll have many apples. So we have to have that understanding clear, as Abraham did. And I know when Abraham was climbing that mountain, I really believe it, he was walking in faith as he had always done. And he knew the whole time, God will provide. God will provide, and God will protect what is his. Isaac belongs to him. I know you will protect him, God. Even though he was told to go up there and give him an offering. Abraham was giving the best of what God had given him. That is how an offering works. And because he had given so freely with his heart, I love what God says after this in Genesis 22. God says, because you didn't withhold anything from me, I will bless you. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sands which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of your enemies. So he's going to protect them and watch over them too. So he is blessing them in great, great ways. Abraham. Because Abraham understood who the source was and who was providing for him. We have to change where we think things are coming from. Let me use an analogy for you. Well, let's talk about first, what does God provide? What kind of things does God provide? Here in Isaiah 40, it talks about Isaiah 40, 31. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They are waiting on the Lord because they know He is the provider. They are waiting knowing He's going to give them. And what does He give them? He provides them with strength. They don't get weary, and they don't faint, because it's His strength that's now working through them. In Acts 1, 8, it says here, you shall receive power. This is Jesus speaking. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. What are you going to receive from God if He's your provider? You're going to receive power. What does that mean? That means you have authority. You have dominion and authority over all things. That's what He's going to give you when He's your provider. Can your boss give you that? Can he give you authority over all things? Can the government give you authority over all things? I don't think so. Not the way God can. Listen to this in Matthew 10, 8. This is Jesus sending out disciples. He's sending them out. And he says some great things here. So listen, this is what he's sending them to do. He says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you give. And he goes on to say, provide neither gold nor silver, nor copper in your money belt, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Jesus just sent them out and he said, don't take anything with you. Why did he say that? Because they're going to be healing the sick and cleansing the lepers and raising the dead and casting out demons. But he wants them to start off on the journey having the right understanding. You're not providing for yourself when you go out there. God is providing for you. God is going to be the source of your provision. When you heal the sick, it's not you. It's God that's healing through you. When you cast out a demon, it's God that's doing that through you. When a leopard is cleansed, it's God that's doing that through you. So when you go, it's not that you're not going to have any of that stuff. It's not that you're not going to have gold or silver or shoes. It's that God is going to provide them for you. And Jesus wanted these disciples to have the understanding that when you go and you work for God, God will provide for you. Don't get into the mindset you have to provide for yourself. God will provide for you. If they got into that mindset that they're providing for themselves, do you think they could have healed one person? No, because they're not the source of the healing. God is the source of the healing. Could they have cleansed one person of leprosy? No, because God is the source of that cleansing. Could they have raised one person from the dead? No, because God is the worker of those miracles. He is the source and he is the provider. So we have to have this understanding. If we want to do these things and we were commissioned to do this, you know, God said, go out there and heal the sick. He said, go into the world and share my gospel. And the signs that will follow you, will the sick will be healed and cleansed. And demons will be cast out. We can only do that, though, when we have the understanding that God is our source. That everything we need comes from God. As the disciples were being taught here, don't provide for yourself. God will provide. And he says, for a worker is worthy of his food. It means that God will appreciate those that are in alignment with him and working with him. He will appreciate that. In Proverbs 27:26, the lambs will provide your clothing, is what it says. You know, often in the scripture, the lamb is speaking of the Lord Jesus, will provide your clothing. Go on, if we go down a little bit further, it says here in Psalm 65, you will provide atonement for them. That's talking about the Lord. He will provide atonement. In Psalm 68, it says, you, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. He will provide goodness for you. So we have many things that God is providing. There is, as I'm saying, there is no limit to what God provides. He provides all things. Now, some people get the misunderstanding, and I want to clarify this, that when God is providing, that means I don't have to do anything. I can be a lazy, you know, sit back. I'll just relax and wait. It all come to me. If I'm the receiver, if God is a provider, and I'm the receiver or the recipient, I just sit back and wait, right? Let's use an analogy on this, though, because I think that's a total misunderstanding. If we sit back and wait, we won't get anything. Let's think about baseball for a moment. I bet you all like baseball, right? I see heads shaking. Yes, yes, you do like baseball. Have you ever played baseball or ever watched baseball? Hopefully you know what baseball is. I'm not going to get into the great detail with baseball here, but let's just focus on a couple of the players on a baseball field. We have the pitcher. The pitcher stands in the middle of the field, really, and he is where the whole play begins with him. He has the ball. If we can look at him as the source of the play, the beginning of the play, or the source of the ball, nothing begins until it begins with the pitcher. We also have another guy who stands behind home plate, and he is the catcher. He is the receiver of the ball. Because ideally what we want, if we're doing well, the pitcher is going to pitch the ball or throw the ball, and the catcher is going to receive it. That's what we really want, you know, if we're doing good on our team. And so if we think about this for a moment, the catcher being the receiver is not doing nothing. He has some stuff to do. If you've ever watched baseball, you know the catcher doesn't stand up like I'm standing. He squats down. He gets into a position to receive. He gets into a position to receive. Secondly, you also see him do something. He's doing, he like gives these little finger signal things. He does like, you know, he's doing these little finger signals to the pitcher. He is indicating what kind of pitch he wants. Sometimes the pitcher will go, no, not that one. Until he gets the right signal, then he'll go, okay, that's what I'm going to give you. He signals for what kind of pitch he wants. He communicates with the pitcher. So the receiver or the catcher is communicating with the pitcher. And then finally, he puts up his glove. He prepares to receive what the pitcher is now going to give him. He puts up that glove. The same thing is true for us. We are the catcher or the recipient or the receiver. We don't just stand there and do nothing. No. We get into a position to receive. The catcher squats down. What is the position that we need to get into? We need to get into alignment with God to receive. We have to change our position. So if we have a belief or an idea or we're doing something that's not in alignment with God, we won't be able to receive all the blessings and goodness that God wants to give us. So we have to move and get ourselves into a position where we can receive what God is giving. Secondly, the catcher communicates. Remember, he gives the signals. We want to signal to God, talk to him, pray with him, let him know what we want, what we need. What do we need? We want to talk to the source, God. The same way the catcher signals the pitcher what kind of pitch he wants. Now, sometimes God will shake it off. No, that's not what I'm going to deliver you, because maybe it wasn't in alignment with God's plan. Maybe he shakes it off because that's not really the best for you at this time. There's something better that I can give you. Maybe you're dreaming too small. God wants to give you more, so he might shake it off now. Right? But you're still communicating with him and you're listening. You're getting guidance from him and you're signaling him. You're praying with him and you're letting him know what you need, what to provide. Right? And then when he's ready, he goes, okay. And he delivers. But you got to put up your glove. So there's more to do. You got to get ready to receive what God is giving. So as the recipient or the receiver or the catcher, you're not sitting back on your sofa and doing nothing. There is guidance to follow. Sometimes you have to move and change things in your life to get into the right position. You got to be talking to God, asking him for what he's going to provide. Let him know what you need. Put it out there and dream big. Ask for great things because God wants to do mighty and great things in your life. Sometimes he'll shake it off because you're asking for too little. Ask for more from God. And know that it's in alignment with God, what God's plan and vision is. And then put up your glove to receive. Get ready to receive what God is doing. And again, that's an action. You may have to do something to get ready to receive. God's going to give you a new car and your driveway is filled with a bunch of old junkards. Maybe you got to move those out, sell them, get rid of them, give them away, donate them. So that there's room for the new car to roll up. You know, there's action to be taken. We have to know this, that God is our source. When we understand that God is our provider and our source, everything in our life changes. Put that little bumper sticker up for yourself that Abraham was talking about. The Lord will provide. Put that up for yourself and begin thinking about that in every single aspect of your life. If it's love, know that God is the source. If it's health, know that God will provide. If it's salvation, know that God will provide. If it's a job, know that God will provide. And know that you, as the recipient, get yourself into position. Signal for God what's needed. Listen for God for guidance on what to do and move yourself. Prepare yourself to receive what God is going to deliver. Abraham never lacked. And he never wanted for anything. God multiplied everything he had. God protected what he had and watched over it. He will do the same for you too if you understand that he is your provider and that he is your source. And he will multiply your life in amazing ways. You will have abundance every single day of your life as Abraham did. And it will be multiplied more and more. Your joy and your happiness will be multiplied. Your love will be multiplied. Your finances will be multiplied. Your health. Think about this. Abraham's 100 years old when he's having a kid. What kind of health is that? And he continued living on after this. He had incredible health. Why? Because he knew who his provider was. He wasn't worried about an HMO providing. He knew God was providing for his health. And as a result, he was living a good life. A great life. He was living a life of faith. Each and every single one of us, when we gain the understanding that God is our provider, that he is our source, we will lack for nothing and we will be filled with such goodness and love and joy. It will be running over in our life. You'll become the richest person that you can imagine when you know that God is your provider. That you can imagine when you know that God is your provider.